أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعله عوجا الحمد لله رب العالمين All praises due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. All praises due to Allah who has blessed us, guided us to this way to Islam, and we would not have been able to guide ourselves had not Allah in His infinite grace and mercy and wisdom chosen to guide us. Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah who has revealed the scripture unto His servant and made no crookedness therein. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with Islam. Unfortunately, sometimes we, not necessarily anyone here, generally speaking, we can tend to limit Islam to what we understand to be the outward actions of Islam. I know people not here. I've been here once, it was at night, so I've never been here for Fajr. But I know in other places, people who, if they're not in the front row at Fajr, they'll be so sad you think their mother died. Say, what's wrong, brother? Your mother died? No, I didn't make it to the front row at Fajr. But they'll leave the front row of Fajr in the masjid. And they'll get in their car and they'll drive to their liquor store and they'll open the store and sell poison to people that destroys their lives, their families, and their communities. My dear brothers and sisters, our ibadah is of course absolutely critical. The first thing of our actions we'll be taking the task on is our salah, our prayer. But equally critical is our character. If one doubts that, consider the following hadith related by Aisha radiallahu anha. An Aisha radiallahu anha, qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ. That the believer, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيُدْرِكُ, the believer will attain بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ, through his good character, دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ, the rank of one who perpetually fasts and stands for prayer a significant portion of every night through his or her good character. So a good character is extremely important. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is described, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are on an exalted standard of conduct. Why was his character so exalted? Another hadith related by Aisha radiallahu anha gives us an answer, part of the answer, not the whole answer, part of the answer. Su'ilat radiallahu anha an khuluqi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqalat kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. She was asked about his character sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiallahu anha, and she said his character was an embodiment of the Qur'an. His character was the embodiment of the Qur'an. All of the character traits that we find in the Qur'an were epitomized by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this, he was continuing not the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam, not just in Tawheed. No, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the patriarch of Tawheed, but also in his character. Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan. Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanita lillah. Ibrahim was an ummah in and of himself, devoutly obedient to Allah. One of the explanations of an ummah, he embodied the good the character traits you find in an ummah. So in an ummah, in this jama'ah, we know, you know the community better than me. You know this beautiful community, this beautiful expanding community better than I do. So you know one person, so honest. You say, brother so-and-so is so honest. He's sadiq. Mashallah. Sister so-and-so, She's so faithful. She gives her word, she never breaks her promise. Brother so-and-so, he's so courageous. MashaAllah. He's a lion. Ibrahim had all of that embodied within himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana kulukuhu al-Qur'an. All of those traits in the Qur'an were embodied within him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's our example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. You have وَيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. You have in the Messenger of Allah a most excellent example for anyone who looks forward to succeeding on the last day and remembers Allah abundantly. He's our exemplar. He's our standard. He reminded us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَكْثَرُ مَا فَسُوِلَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam عَنْ أَكْثَرِ مَا يُدْخِلِ النَّاسَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَالَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. He was asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which two things enter people into paradise more than anything else? He said, mindfulness of Allah, taqwa Allah, specifically mindfulness of His commandments and prohibitions, and good character. Wa husnul khuluq. He joined them together. So the commandments, prohibitions, mindfulness of those, and good character. He didn't stop. Taqwa Allah. امتثال الأوامر واجتناب النواهي, which embodies mindfulness of Allah, which embodies implementing His commandments, avoiding His prohibitions. Stop. He didn't stop there. تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. May Allah bless us to bring those together. What does حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ involve? Imam Ghazali, he mentions in the Ihya, four fundamental character traits. Al-shaja'a, courage. Al-hikmah, wisdom. Al-adlu, justice. Al-iffa, self-restraint. That's the foundation. The greatest, this says, courage. Your courage gives birth to more qualities than any other. So for example, courage is the foundation of charity. Because a person who is generous and gives is not afraid of the consequences of poverty. These two characters are mentioned concerning the Messenger of Allah. Courage and charity. On the day of Hunayn, he gave a man by the name of Al-Aqra bin Habis, who's known from other hadith. He gave him a valley of livestock. A valley full of livestock. فَرَجَعَ هَذَا الْأَقْرَى رَجَعَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَقَالْ يَا قَوْمْ أَسْلِمُوا فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا يُعْطِي عَطَاءَ مَنْ لَا يَخْشَى الْفَاقَ فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا يُعْطِي charity. عَطَاءَ, a gift, a giving. مَنْ لَا يَخْشَى الْفَاقَ, one who doesn't fear poverty. So his courage, his courage, his not fearing poverty was the foundation of his charity, his matchless charity. As he's described, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the most generous of people. وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أشجع الناس. He was the most courageous of people. On the day of Hunain, where this incident happened, after at the beginning, before the Muslims prevailed, they're marching into the territory of Bani Hawazin. That was their territory. And Bani Hawazin, Halima Sa'adiyya was from these people. Bani Hawazin, radiallahu anha, the wet nurse of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were archers. They were like the Ottoman, the Turks. They were archers. And when the Muslims came in, they rained down a hail of arrows upon them. Everyone fled. They fled. A lot of them were new converts, brand new. Not to criticize new converts. I was a convert once. A lot of people converting now. But they ran. On the old, a lot of the older Muslims, they fled. But the Prophet kept marching, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with his mule and Abu Sufyan bin al-Harith. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was saying, "Ana an-nabiyyu la kadhib, ana ibn Abdul Muttalib." I'm a prophet, that's no lie. I'm the son of Abdul Muttalib. And he marched into the arrows. And seeing his courage, the Sahaba and the Muslims rallied around him. They prevailed. And then they got all of this war booty that he distributed. A lot of it to this Al-Aqra bin Habis, radiallahu anhu. So we have to be courageous people. We're Muslims. We take pride in we're the descendants of courageous people who brought Islam to every continent. They didn't fear the wilderness. They didn't feel the jungle. They didn't feel anything. Even when they were vanquished, they didn't fear the Mongol hordes who vanquished them. They didn't have an inferiority complex. Within three generations, they brought those Mongol hordes into Islam because they didn't fear them. The initial wave, that was one thing. But once the dust settled, the Muslims stood up and they picked their heads up. And they said, "We have faith. We have the sunnah of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have the way of Muhammad, uswatu Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That makes us better than you." And their confidence and their courage, they brought those people into Islam within three generations. We have to be courageous. We shouldn't back down intellectually. We shouldn't feel all is lost. Sometimes we become so timid that we forget even recent history. We look at this genocide in Gaza and expanding into the West Bank now. Difat al-Gharbiya. And then we look at the hypocrisy of this country, and we look at the way AIPAC is defeating the politicians who stand against them. And we think they're all powerful, and we forget, and we see the leader of the Zionists going to the Congress and the Congress people jumping up and down the clearing like they're his personal yo-yo. You put it down, pull it up. Pull it down, pull it up. You say, "Oh, they're so powerful." We forget the last time that leader came to the Congress to advance a Zionist policy specifically to undermine the Iran nuclear deal. He lost. We forget that. Oh, they're powerful. There's nothing we can do. They control the Congress. Well, what happened in 2015? What happened to AIPAC? What happened to the leader? They lost. They're not all powerful. Allah is all powerful. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Allah controls our power. He gives it to people that test them. And nothing's permanent in this world. The power of this or that regime is not permanent. Where's the power of the Roman, the mighty Roman Empire? Where's the power of the Greeks, who's expanded from Central Asia under Alexander the Great across the Mediterranean? Where's that power today? Where's the power of ancient Egypt, built the great pyramids? Where's that power today? منع البقاء تقلب الشمس وطلوعها من حيث لا تمسي. As the poet said, the movement of the sun belies the illusion of permanence. It rises from a place other than it sets in the evening. There's no permanent. Allah says He gives it to test people. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ دَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah says, these fortunes, victory, defeat, strength, weakness, we alternate between the people in order that Allah will show which truly believe and to take from your ranks martyrs. And Allah doesn't love oppressors. That's the reality. The constant is worshiping Allah. The constant is manifesting good character in all of our situations. That's the constant. Political reality changes. Economic fortunes change. The world changes. But the deen is a constant. Islam is strong. Look at your community. Islam is vibrant. Islam is growing. And if we as Muslims become the moral standard by which good character is judged, we will inherit this land. This is a sunnah of Allah. So keep your head up. Be courageous. Be courageous. Be wise. Al-shaja'a, al-hikmah, wisdom. Try to understand the situation that we're in. Try to do the thing most appropriate for that situation. Try to do it in the best possible manner. One of our scholars said, hikmatu fi'lu ma yanbaghi bi uslubi alladhi yanbaghi fi alwaqt alladhi yanbaghi. Doing the right thing in the right way at the right time. We need wisdom, not emotion. We need to think deeply about our situation so that we can act in the best possible manner. We need wisdom. A lot of new converts, they have to be treated wisely. I know sisters, it took them maybe 10, 15 years to go from a kufi, like something like I'm wearing, stuffing their hair up in there, then a scarf, then a fuller scarf wrap around, and maybe 10, 15 years later to niqab. The same sister will go to a brand new convert. Sister, you need to cover your face. You're very beautiful. You're going to be a fitna for the brothers who should be lowering their gaze. Anyway, is that wisdom? She's discarded her own life example. If someone told her on day one she had to be where it took her 15 years to get, she might have ran away from Islam. But she's going to turn around and tell this new sister on day one she has to wear niqab. She's figuring out, still trying to wrestle with how she's going to tell her family Now she's saying you got to go home with your face covered. As-shaja'ah, al-hikmah, wisdom in all of our affairs. Al-adlu, justice. Alhamdulillah, we have a lot of social justice warriors. But Islam is not just social justice. You know what social justice is? Social justice is atheistic justice. I'm not saying this in all instances bad. So don't tweet that out. Some people doing it now, you're not supposed to be tweeting. But if you wait till after Jummah, don't tweet that out. I didn't say social justice is bad. It can be bad. But social justice is part of a larger picture of justice. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu an and Abi Dharr radiyallahu an to Yemen, he said, "Ittaqillah haythuma kunt." Be mindful of Allah wherever you are. "Watbi' as-sayyi'ata al-hasana tamhuha," and any misdeed you do, follow it up with a good deed that being weightier will wipe it out. "Wa khaliq an-nas bi-qulqin hasan." And treat people on the basis of good character. We'll end where we started. Good character. "Wa khaliq an-nas bi-qulqin hasan." Those are the three, that's the whole picture of justice. "Ittaqillah haythuma kunt." Justice in our relationship with Allah. And the one who's not adil, what? Is a zalim. The opposite of justice is oppression. What's the greatest form of oppression? "Inna shirka la dhulmun azim." Shirk is the greatest oppression. "Inna shirka la dhulmun azim." So we have to be just in our relationship with Allah. For our sake, not for Allah's sake. "Inna shirka la dhulmun azim." Social justice doesn't account for shirk, because the atheist architects of what we know as social justice, generally speaking, they were atheists. They didn't acknowledge, care about, think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights that Allah has over us, which if we violate, we're zalim, we're oppressors. And justice with ourselves. "Watbi' as-sayyi'ata al-hasana tamhuha," and any sin or misdeed you might commit, follow it up with a good deed. Being weightier will wipe it out. So the ones who don't repent and are unjust in themselves, and they meet Allah yawm al-qiyamah with a mountain of sin, they've oppressed their souls. "وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ." Whosoever does not repent, they are the oppressors. Again, the architects of what we know as social justice, they weren't thinking about that. And then the third realm, وَخَالِكَ النَّاسِ بِقُلُكَ حَسَنٍ. Deal with people on the basis of good character. Justice in society at large. But there's no justice in society that involves injustice in our relation to Allah and our soul. There's no justice in sinful activity. There's no justice in things that involve a violation of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to always remember that. So we don't want, I don't want, you might want, I can't speak for you guys, you gals, but I don't want social justice warriors. I want justice warriors who approach issues in society with the full scope of the teachings and foundations and principles of this deen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم وسائر المؤمنين يا قوم استغفروا الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وتوفنا مسلمين، وعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وكهر الرجال. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا بها جنتك، ومن اليقين ما يهون علينا به مصائب دنيا. ومتعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. وعف عنا وغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصر على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين يا الله، يا الله انصرهم يا الله، خفف عنهم يا الله، فرج عنهم يا الله، خذ بأيديهم وأيدي كل بأيدي أعدائهم يا الله، وأيدي أعداء الإسلام يا الله، خذ بأيدي أعدائهم يا الله، يا الله الله يا الله، إن لم يتوبوا فدمره تدميرا يا الله، إن لم يتوبوا فدمره تدميرا يا الله، إن لم يتوبوا فدمرهم تدميرا يا الله. أنت رب العالمين، وأنت ذو الفضل العظيم، وأنت ذو القوة المتين يا الله. نسألك بفضلك وجودك ورحمتك يا الله أن تخفف عنهم يا الله، وعن أهل السودان يا الله. يا الله خفف عن إخواني وأخواتنا المسلمين والمسلمات في السودان يا الله، وفي كل بلد يا الله، في كل مكان يا الله، في كل بقعة من هذه الأرض يا الله. يا الله خذ بأيدي الإسلام يا الله، رد كيدهم في نحورهم يا الله، ثبت أقدامنا يا الله، وحد صفوفنا يا الله، وحد صفوفنا يا الله، وحد صفوفنا يا الله، وثبت أقدامنا، واستر عيوبنا، وطهر قلوبنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أكم الصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. استقيموا يرحمكم الله، سووا صفوفكم فإن تسوى الصف من تمام الصلاة. The line straight and tight, you know, the gaps in the line is to be filled by the shaitans. And humbly before Allah. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya al-salah. Hayya al-falah. Qad qamat al-salah.
سيدنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استقيموا يرحمكم الله، سووا صفوفكم فإن تصوت الصف أن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة، أيحسب الإنسان أن نجمع عظامه، بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه، بل يريد الإنسان أن يفجر أمامه، يسأل أيان يوم القيامة، فإذا برق البصر وخسف القمر وجمع الشمس والقمر، يقول الإنسان يومئذ أين المفر، كلا لا وزر، إلى ربك يومئذ المستقر، ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر، بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة، ولو ألقى معاذيره، لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به، إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه، فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه، ثم إن علينا بيانه، كلا بل تحبون العاجلة وتذرون الآخرة، وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة، ووجوه يومئذ باسرة، تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة، كلا إذا بلغت التراقي، وقيل من راق، وظن أنه الفراق، والتفت الساق بالساق، إلى ربك يومئذ المساق. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فلا صدق ولا صلى، ولكن كذب وتولى، ثم ذهب إلى أهله يتمطى، أولى لك فأولى، ثم أولى لك فأولى، أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى، ألم يكن نطفة من مني يمنى، ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى، فجعل منه الزوجين الذكر والأنثى، أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. سمعنا وطعنا وفرانك ربنا. اللهم اعطيك موت من اثنين جد من كنت جد.